Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, tension in the studio, tension in the studio.
Tension in the stew.
Tension in the stew. You're
always enthusiastic.
So a couple of weeks ago, I brought a little debate, an argument, if you will, about my boyfriend and sharing locations. It was a couple of weeks ago, and I was asking you guys to weigh in, and you were very wise and concise, and you gave me the answer I was seeking, which was, So I'm hoping.
I told you to break up with him, but then I met him. And I like him way more than you.
And you told him to break up with me.
Yeah, he's awesome. What is he doing with you? So he was following your location, but you weren't? No, it was the other way around.
I gave him my location. He refused to give me his.
Yep.
Fine, whatever.
Okay.
I know.
Does he still not?
He still doesn't. Whoa. No, I don't have it.
That's actually crazy.
He's clearly cheating on you.
I think so. Either cheating on me or buying like an exorbitant amount of Pokemon cards and too much, for our relationship.
So there's an imbalance here. It's just some kind of imbalance. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, so that was a separate debate. But this one today that I'm bringing to the table, I am actually way, way more passionate about. And it is about memes. So I am going to give you guys a quick scenario. Kristen?
Yeah.
I DM you a TikTok of bunnies jumping on a trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
Cute little bunnies. Are they AI? Maybe.
They are.
In this scenario, you have already seen this video on your feed. How do you respond to me in the chat?
I would heart it,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd hit you up and be like, you know me so well.
That's because you have a heart of gold, you're kind and compassionate and a decent person.
Fake.
Which part is fake?
That's so funny. You know me so well. I've already seen this thing. But you can't get a laugh twice. All right, continue. We'll get there.
So you, as the boyfriend, would say, hey, I've already seen that?
I'll make it more aggressive than
but
that.
Nothing about what Kristen said was untrue. It was, haha, true. She found it funny, and you know me so well. Also true.
She's not laughing at it twice. She gave you a fake laugh.
Who actually thinks anyone is lolling? When you write LOL, do you think I'm sitting here being like,
I don't give out my LOLs very easy.
One, I never LOL'd. I never said it made me laugh. Mm-hmm. It's bunny jumping on a trampoline.
You said, haha.
No, I think I said, haha. She hearted it.
Dang it. All right, continue with your argument.
No, I'm defending myself here.
Why do you hate women?
Yeah, seriously.
Can't stand them.
Been asking.
I hearted it, and then I respond, you know me so well, because that is a video I did not watch once. I did not watch twice. I watched it probably a dozen times because it made my heart happy.
So you'd say you love that video.
No, I said I hearted it.
Yeah.
And I
heart is love.
Yeah. And then I would respond back to her.
Do you love the video?
Absolutely, I love the video. That's true, because it's something I've seen and I enjoyed, so I'm going to heart it and be like, you know me so well that this is something I would enjoy, and I probably have seen it before, but who cares?
You know what, Mikey? Call me fake, because if I got one of those from Amanda and I had seen it before and I didn't even think that it was funny, if she thought that I was going to think it was funny, it was thoughtful enough for me to just love it and say probably what Kristen did. You know what? As I've said before, relationships at 100% honesty... too much.
This is going really well for me.
Fly in at about 98, 99.
It's like somebody giving you a gift and you open it and you'd be like, I already got that. Just accept it and exchange it or do something with it later.
That's true. I agree with you on the gift one. But a gift, they put a lot of work into that. They weren't scrolling through Instagram and click two buttons and expected you to just give everything up for them. No. Like, you didn't earn anything. You didn't make this.
You're outraged.
So what do you say? She sends you the bunnies on trampoline.
You want to know my system?
Yes.
Okay, let me pull it up. Here is my system.
Wait. Give him a backtrack. Give him his ambiance. No, say your testimony.
Okay, here we go. I have a system on Instagram DMs. If I haven't seen it and it's not funny, no response. If I haven't seen it and it's kind of funny, that's when you do the heart. If it's hilarious, I send a laughing emoji. I don't react with a laughing emoji. I send one. If I have seen it, I simply respond, seen it.
Oh.
Because you, my friend, have added nothing to my life. It's not your fault. You had no idea. But that does not earn you a pity laugh. That's a fact. You've added nothing.
This is a man that's digging in. This man is 100% honest.
You're a miserable human being.
I'm fun. I like having fun.
Nothing about that sounded remotely fun.
I'm fine. Nobody else likes me, but I'm fine.
I've got a good system going, and I'll explain my system, and then people understand how I DM with them. I got a system.
Okay, here's the thing, Mikey. So you understand, like, it's not always about the actual video. It's about the fact that someone thought of you and was like, Mikey would probably like this. And if you've already seen it, that means they know you as well as the algorithm does, which is kind of like a feat, honestly.
Yes. I'm not searching for validation. Here's the thing is I don't get DMs from a lot of people. There's three. It's my girlfriend sends way too many. It's this one friend I have that I haven't hung out with in like 2 years, 20 a day. He gets nothing anymore. It could be the funniest thing I've seen. He gets nothing. He's blacklisted.
I will say this, and this could take us in a different direction. There is a sweet spot on how many we should be getting.
One a month.
Because at some point or another, no, that's way not nearly enough. It's like, not. I'd be offended if I only got one a month from Amanda. I think it's very endearing.
With girlfriend, it's different. Yeah,
if she sends me two a day, two.
That's a good number.
Maybe even three. After that, three's max.
Some of y'all have never sat on the toilet and sent 10 in a row to your husband, obviously.
But at some point, you reach the saturation point.
Yeah.
You get just tuckered out.
So what are we deciding here? That your boyfriend?
I had the whole thing written out, but honestly, you guys kind of just gave my argument for me. Yeah, Mikey is ungrateful. His girlfriend should leave him. It's amazing that his girlfriend sees a meme of Leah Michelle not being able to read and thinks of him to send it to him.
Two people who can't read.
Exactly. This is a priceless experience. So you guys are on my side, and I feel very comfortable with that.
The crux of my argument here. You don't deserve the credit for my laugh if I've already seen it and it's something you didn't create. You stole something from somebody and want me to...
I'm going to say something controversial.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
I'm on Mikey's side.
Yeah! Thank you!
Here's the thing. I'm down the middle. I'm Switzerland because when I receive a reel that I've seen 1,500 times, in my head I go, you don't deserve a laugh from me. I've seen this 200
exactly.
times. But because I'm a decent human being with social skills,
yes.
I respond accordingly.
Yeah. Here, I'll give you a good example here. I wrote this one completely out because it's bulletproof. Ready? Here is my final example. This one is going to hit close to home for you, Rebecca.
Oh, great.
You guys may not know this, but Rebecca is one of the nation's top consumers of shrimp-related memes.
That's true.
Do you guys know about that?
Yes. I did not.
Big shrimp girl right here.
Okay. I love shrimp.
She and her boyfriend, big shrimp people.
We share a lot of shrimp memes between the two of us.
She's probably gained at least 100,000 comment karma on Reddit just from shrimp memes alone.
There is a shrimp meme subreddit that I am a big part of.
What's the draw? It's of like big shrimping.
It's like their love language.
We bonded on our first date over our love of shrimp cocktails.
Big shrimping.
That's how she got so skinny. She just eats shrimp cocktails all the time.
And I'm kind of pink now.
Continue on.
Now riddle me this, Rebecca.
Okay.
You've seen hundreds of thousands of shrimp memes.
Yes.
I send you the first one you've ever seen. The feeling inside of you has got to be like, this is so worn out. I saw this 3 years ago. You would not like that.
Do you know how
many... You're going to send me a fake laugh?
I'm telling you one thing right now. Do you know how many times I have received the same exact moo dang meme? Probably upwards of 800 times. And every time, because I am a person with social decorum, I live in society, I am a kind and compassionate person, I always say, ha 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 ha, this is amazing. Thank you for sending it to me. And a little heart.
That's
because
different.
I'm kind.
They
That's
were all
different.
For me.
If it's the first time you've ever DM'd with a person, yeah, you give them the benefit of the doubt. If they're always doing it to you, then you don't.
Stop right now. You're going to need to bleep me because I'm getting fired up. Do you know how many times I've received the same manatee video over and over and over again? And do you know how much I love that manatee video and I watch it every single time? And I love, love that people think of me when they see manatees and they send me manatee videos. And I've heard it every time! Be a person that gets joy!
I think we're done here.
Yeah.
That pretty much covers it, I guess.
I think I popped a vein in my forehead.
You as fired up today as Cassie was yesterday. That's Snoop.
You think your Doxify is so strong we can't even see the vein in your forehead. Shout out Dr. E.
Get it. The Bird Show.